Right then, this is Worry Podcast. Today's date is what, the 9th? 9th of the 11th, 2020. Okay, welcome to this sharing and caring radio podcast. Open your doors to mental health on Spectrum Radio in conjunction with Christine Widdowson. Now, the whole idea of these podcasts is that we want to open your doors to a better understanding of mental health, raising awareness, providing tools that will support and help you through difficult times of COVID. Basically, I have on the phone with me this morning the lovely Christine Widdowson. And basically, as you know, we've been doing these for a number of weeks now, these podcasts. All of the supportive information is on spectrumfm.net. Literally, just go through there, you'll follow the link and links to all of the articles about all of the points that we have raised over the past few weeks. So I'm going to pass you over now to Christina. And it's all about worry, worry, worry. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Matt, for inviting me again. I've been looking forward to talking about worry, worry, worry. Because everybody is worrying at the moment because of the current situation here in Spain.
Yes.
So where do we go with this? Worry, worry, worry causes damage to your health, body and well-being. Your immune system is lower and we feel unwell, then we worry more. And it's a bit of a vicious cycle because sometimes we get stuck unknowingly. And as we said previously, worry is a symptom of anxiety. Yes, and at the moment, we all have good reason to worry with indeed what's going on. How do we keep safe at a level that does not damage us? In the recent months, we've been living in uncertain, dangerous times. Most of us, our stress levels and anxieties have already increased.
Yes, indeed.
As we spoke previously, having the same mindset and worrying is not going to change anything.
No.
So have the mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing, which is what we are trying to achieve here with good mental health.
Indeed.
In these times, with so many unknowns, the endless flow, which we know, of confusing and conflicting information, which has been around this weekend, and so much going backwards and forwards.
But just for us to be able to arrange this podcast today, new rules have come in. There was a worry. I was worrying with you this morning. I was checking with the studio. Is it still safe to come in? Yes, yeah, so there really is just this endless flow of confusing and conflicting information. It really is.
Yeah. And as we say, it diminishes our control over our own thoughts, our mind and our body. And it is out of our control at the moment. And this is a perfect environment for stress and anxiety to thrive and to do its damage. And of course, worry is a normal human trait, but it's not when it becomes constant. So are we worrying if you, myself, your child, your parents, your people around you are finding it difficult and to understand what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
The simple answer is maybe or maybe not. What one person thinks is a small problem may be perceived by another person as an intense stressor. It depends on our own health,
yep,
our age, our temperament, and our previous experiences.
Okay.
We all worry in very, very different ways.
Yeah,
we do. Now, remember, why clearly this is a really appropriate time for this particular one. So remember, the brain is very powerful, and it gives us more of what we worry about. And if we get stuck, we clearly are stuck.
Yeah.
And stress and worry is a trigger that reminds us that we're unease and we're at dis-ease with our body. And it's a situation. It can be positive because if we use it in a very positive way,
yeah,
we can make some really good positive changes.
Brilliant. So, how can we stop to interrupt. I'm really interested in this. How can we stop this constant anxiety and worry? Tell us how, Christine.
Exactly. So, but let me just reiterate, because you know I always like to talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we feeling at the moment? Worries are created by many factors, as we know, but we are particularly in a particular unrest with the COVID crisis. Stress during infectious diseases outbreaks can cause, the following to feel restlessness, unease, You can feel panic. Your body feels tense.
Yeah.
You feel nervousness. Your senses are heightened. And previously we spoke about how this affects your body. So when I say it's tense, your heart rate is rapid.
Yeah.
You know, your breath is rapid. These are all symptoms of stress, anxiety, but particularly worry. So what can we do, as you say? Firstly, I think we need to think about what has made the stress and what's the anxiety. Yes, we've spoken about that, but do we actually stop and think, hold on a minute, how am I feeling? What is really causing this?
Yeah.
Yes, on the general day-to-day, we worry about feeding the family, the traffic, you know, the social situations, which at the moment are kind of really heightened about, you know, my job is what's going to happen.
Very
you know,
true.
What's my personal commitment? You know, what's my financial situation? Can I get to work? How does that impact on me? You know, and again, it impacts on your changing of your sleeping patterns, your eating, because you're getting more difficult. You might smoke more, you might drink more. And what
yes.
can we really do is just take a second just to stop and think about this whole situation. And my thing is that we have to have a mind that is open to everything but not attached.
Yeah.
So we need to firstly use some very positive self-talk on us. One of the things that I always like and I always use on myself is only a thought, it's not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that differentiates between your thoughts in your mind and actually those feelings in your body. And if we could only use that as a little tool, that it's only a thought, it's not a reality. So when we're feeling in this height seven, we're worrying about this, just stop, think, it's only a thought. And that's a really positive. And that releases new pathways into the brain. And that neurocortex in the brain will then release very good hormones to calm the body. So it's a really good technique. For people that are feeling all these feelings that I've said that are heightened, get some professional help.
Yeah.
Think about some cognitive restructuring tools and strategies. I know this is very difficult at the moment, but there is a lot of online help, including myself, which we've spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
I've set up an online private consulting room so people can contact me and book an appointment there.
Yeah.
You know, get your mind clear. I love meditation. It's a way of stopping those thoughts.
Indeed.
When we stop those thoughts, you know, you chant, I meditate.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of our normal kind of routine that slows down our brain, slows down our body.
A nice calming influence.
Absolutely. I love it. And, you know, the weekend, there was all this panic. People were messaging me, what's going on? You know, can you understand that? And I thought, right, I just need to stop myself and meditate, which I've done.
Yes.
And you can do it. And I know it's a practice, but like I've always said, it's got to be a practice to change things.
Indeed.
And the other thing that we can really do at times like this is really look after our body, look after ourselves, change our moods with energy, food, some smoothies, some vitamins, more rest. Rest is our friend.
Yes.
And we need to be doing that. So look at it as a way of this is a chance to, you know, rest and connect, recharge yourself. You know, and again, always go back to it. It's only a thought, not a reality.
Indeed.
So, you know, for me, it's how do we solve these problems? They're not going to go away, but it's how we look at it and how we change our thoughts. You know, we cannot solve a problem with the same mind and thoughts. The way that we have to solve our problems is with different thoughts,
yeah.
and that's difficult. So, you know, I can't thank you enough. This is such appropriate time to put out this worry. And I hope that, you know, as you say, it's going to help people to kind of understand a bit more.
Indeed. Well, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, we're putting in all of this information on spectrumfm.net with links through to you, because this is very important. Now, if someone has listened to this podcast this morning and feel that they do need some further help, what are your contact details there, Christine?
Yes, so you can book an online private consultation, and it is online, and you can contact me on www.christinewidowson.com. My WhatsApp is 00478755324. Just WhatsApp me, or I set you up an appointment and direct you back to my website where there is an online private consultation room. So you can book that and we can have that. I think, as you say, it's really is important. And one thing I really like and why I'm really in support of Spectrum Radio, because you've taken the time to do this. And music is a brilliant way of making people feel better. You know, if we could just turn that on and listen to that instead of the awful news that's on, what do we believe? What do we know? What's really going on? Nobody does.
No.
But a little bit of music changes your body, changes
indeed.
Your sense. It's lovely, Matt. I love it. You know, and if I'm ever feeling a bit anxious and worried myself, yes, I've got lots of tools and yes, I'm able to change it. But you know what? I'm human, so I'm affected by that. I think, well, yeah. I'm going to whack something on now, listen to that, go for a walk, do my meditation, and I feel better. But it's not always so easy people to do with it.
Indeed. I call it guilty pleasure music. I like to play a song that's really, really, really cheesy that reminds me. I know it could be something of a song from going on holiday when we were a kid, going down to Burnham-on-Sea to the beach in Somerset, and that a old phrase said by kids to fathers and mothers, are we there yet? So I'd like Carsick music, we also call it in our house. Stuff like, I don't know, Blondie, Dire Straits, all that kind of stuff that takes you back to a happy
brilliant.
Point. So it's brilliant. Christine, thank you very, very much for your time again this morning. It was absolutely brilliant. Listener, just in case you wish to get in touch with Christine direct, it's Christine Widdowson, and that's WIDDOWSON. So ChristineWidderson.com. And again, once again, your telephone number, please, Christine.
It's 00447875532404. This is my WhatsApp.
Brilliant.
So please WhatsApp me and I can direct you to my private consultation. On the article, there is a link that you can go straight to there and book an appointment. So
brilliant.
Thank you so much,
absolutely.
Matt. And
fantastic,
I do hope
Christine.
You have a safe week
and a
less worrying week.
Indeed.
Let's hope so.
Yes, let's hope so. Christine, thank you very much for your time. Have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you too. Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.